טוב, ברוך הוא נמדע למדעדים. We're busy learning. Where's the Makor that there's no Chiyo for Kedim in Bori? The Mishnah says, the Mishnah, which was already when based on that, the Mishnah says that if Kedim fall into a pit, the Balabo is potter. So where's the Makor for that? And the Mishnah also brought Shittas Reb Yehuda that holds the Balabo is chayav. So where is the Makor for that? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara started off saying, because it's a drosha shoy v'le odom chamoy v'le kei. And that's a drosha which the Gemara started off with, and eventually we're going to come back to it. But for now, we're not there yet. And we're going to come, and that's going to be the source. But before the Gemara found how we know to learn such a source, the Gemara goes on to some other mahal, which we started already last week. I was supposed to call it.
Our attempts to do that in Joshua, right? They say, you know, a lot of problems. But the Russians, they come from Sinai. So how do you just discard them? I mean, so suppose they would be successful in discarding. How does that work?
Zeyashavas come from Sinai.
And Russians?
Not these Joshua's. These
Joshua's are just made up.
It's coming to exclude something. We'll see as we do go through Rashi. I'm actually going to say why, how we know to exclude that as opposed to this.
No, but I understand. But okay, but all we know it doesn't come to exclude something. Other than they just make it up that they think it's coming to exclude, or is that like something to see that?
It's not called made up. It's Hashem made the Torah in a certain code. And do the Gimel, make a Torah address with that. It's not called made up. You take a cloud out of cloud.
No, that I understand. You know, but the brushes are short below the more. That's not that brush.
Yeah,
that's not one of the yugimals.
No, that's it coming. There's a big something called a bin ha'am and something called a mirt. And the mirt is also a registered way. The Torah is telling me something. Show you. So now what? We're going to see that contribute that we don't know what. According to our bottom, we have something to learn.
Yeah, but that's not from Sinai. It's not like from there or something.
I don't like the word, not from Sinai. It's from Sinai.
You know, what I mean is that you can't make up your own Zer Shabbos.
No.
You have to have them. So no. That's what I'm asking. Are these things in the Sara?
No, this you can. This you can use your brains to work out what is the Torah coming to mind. The Torah is a show. It's coming to mind something. What? So we're going to see. Come to mind something similar to
that. That's what you're allowed to argue with.
That's what you're allowed to use your brain to come to a conclusion.
Right, I understand. That's not like Zer Shabbos.
No, meaning matters. It's not like Zer Shabbos. Zer Shabbos ain't on the dog Zer Shabbos. Because he can't make up his own Zer Shabbos. In fact, I think this word is extra. I put this word in that word. We can't do that. But if the Torah says, you know, it falls in the pit, the Shoy and a Chamoy, we should be asking, why is the Torah saying Shoy and a Chamoy? Just say it fell in the pit. And am I coming to exclude something? Now, what's it coming to exclude? Now, we have to use our brains. What's the most similar to show that we're coming to exclude? Yeah, that was the last year. Rashi speaks out. Last week you asked, I told you, let's wait to the end of it. So, yeah, you asked, how do we know to exclude this and not that? It's going to be as we go through the circuit. So, as we just started saying, the Gemara does give the game away before we begin. How do we know that? Katie is potter in the boy. The Gemara learns it from Shoy, the Hamoy. It says, if the Gemara says Shoy, the Hamoy, the Gemara learns from there, Hamoy, the Loki. But until we get to that, the Gemara goes on a long roundabout way till we finally come to that conclusion of Shoy, the Hamoy. That's the final conclusion. But before we do that, the Gemara asks, maybe not. I'm just going to say Dalpel till we've got to. Well, anyway, it's good to have a continuation. So the Gemara first off of saying, maybe not, maybe it's coming to tell me Quran and the front. Maybe the Pasuk is saying, why is the Torah saying Shoy and Chamoy? The Torah wants to say Dafka Shoy and Chamoy and nothing else. How do we know you can learn from this Joshua? To tell me anything you want to learn a Joshua, maybe the Pasuk is specifically telling me Shoy and Chamoy to tell me specifically Shoy and Chamoy. So you want to say no. There's a cloud of prata cloud. It's not a cloud of prata. There's a cloud of prata cloud. Oh, if you're going to say cloud of prata cloud, so then maybe it can say only things which are similar to the prat. Now, what's similar to the prat? Who's similar to Shoyan Hamoy?
What?
Animals. Says the Gemara, if so, then I wouldn't know birds. If this is the Makor to tell me, the Torah sent me a cloud, prata cloud. The Torah is going to tell me a cloud, anything which is similar to animals, then I wouldn't know birds. How would I know if a bird falls in a pit, Yochai? And in the Mishnais, it's clear. The only thing excluded in a pit is okay, but birds are high for. So how would you know if your chickens fall into a pit that the Balabo is high for? How would we know that? If it's caused by the cloud, you can't learn such a thing.
You can't say that birds are also qualified.
They're not similar to the Shoyan and Kamara. The Shoyan and Kamara looks like the Tumas Nevela.
I know, but why did they throw that in there?
To show it's not similar. The rule is cloud brought the cloud in on LLKN. So it has to be similar to the brat. Mm-hmm. So it's not similar to the brat because the cloud brat or cloud are all types of animals that have Tumas Nevela. And the Oifris doesn't. So the Gemara said, no. Oifris said, wouldn't know. Cloud or prat or cloud. The apostle comes to tell me anything similar to the cloud. And then get similar to the cloud. And Oifris, I would also know. So I don't need Shoy and Chamoy. I have either Shoy or Chamoy. Why do I need to tell me and Chamoy? So Chamoy is coming to include Oifris. Shoy is coming to tell me everything which is got to Mr. Bela. And Chamoy is coming to tell me Oifris. Right, that's what the Gemara is suggesting. Maybe that's what the Pasuk Shoy and Chamoy are coming to tell me. Of course, if that's what the Pasuk is coming to tell me, then I don't know, how do I know a Pasuk to exclude a person? Don't have that. Or to exclude Kelim, don't have such a Pasuk. But they're using the Pasuk to tell me, oh, please. But okay, as we said, we're going to get there eventually. Right now, the Gemara is saying, maybe that's what the Pasuk is. Maybe the Pasuk is a cloud of Prat cloud. So the Gemara said, no, it can't be. Because you still wouldn't know Ophis, because the cloud and the cloud, but the prat in the middle, Shoy and Chamoy, each one has a unique property. The Shoy, what's the uniqueness of a Shoy? The Yomakivan on his bear. So if you'd have only had Shoy, you would have thought anything Yomakivan on his bear. A camel that falls in, maybe you wouldn't be fine. So the apostle comes to tell me Chamoy. Chamoy comes to tell me even things that don't get offered up on the Mizbeach. But if we don't have Chamoy, I would say if animals that don't get offered up on the Mizbeach, then I would say only things that have an element of Dusha. Chamoy has a Bechoy. Dusha is Bechoy. And therefore, how would I know a camel? How would I know animals that don't have Dusha? How would I know those things can be offered up on the Mizbeach? How would I know those things that are born in the pit are going to be fired? So that's why Shoy is coming to add something. What's it coming to add? Something. So what would it say to add? All types of animals. But we still wouldn't know birds. How would we know birds? Chamoy is coming to tell me animals have Kedusha. And Shoy is coming to tell me animals that don't have Kedusha. And how do I know birds? So it must be there's some other drosh. It's not a klal or prat klal.
Yeah, but birds can also be brought to the dam as well. So that would be included. Certain birds can be included.
So first of all, you're right about it. It's a yoimis. Yeah,
right.
The chickens don't.
No.
Right? So but, how would you know that?
Well, you talk about the whole general category. Just like a horse and camels, they're not Afram and Zayat, and they're not Kedushin.
That's what I need Shoy for.
Okay.
Shoy comes to include animals that are not for Afram and Zayat, and not Kedushin.
Okay.
Say that, but they're animals. Hopefully, it's on animals. It's another stage. They're not even similar. Shoy and Chamoy are animals that have Tumas Nevela, and each one's got a unique property.
So you still have the Tumas Nevela.
Yeah. Still need to say that there's. And then the Shoy and Chamoy are similar in somewhat, but they come to include also animals that don't have Kedusha. But how do you know Ophis? So that's why the Gemara says Elo. This was David Ta'ara. Elo, Amakra. The Elo is going to say scrap. Well, it's no Josh. How do you know he applied for camels? How do you know that? If a camel falls in the pit, how do you know he applied? Hello, oh my God, there's a new pasuk. Let me go stop from there. Hello, my God, it's just before halfway down the page. First one, my name is Lo.
My name is this one?
Lo.
First one is Lo Ela.
El Amakrom. So here's now the Makoy. How do you know that Kelim is Potiphar? El Amakrom, Amis, Yeloi, Kol, Devar, Mis. Amis, Yeloi, Amis, Yeloi tells us that Yochai for boy, anything to do with death. So Mela, that includes every type of animal, that includes every type of bird. Any type of bird or animal that falls in the pit can die from it. The positive thing, Amesi Elon, that the Baal HaBoy is Shalim, so you see the Baal HaBoy has to pay for anything of the Amesi Elon. Talk about Amesi. Okay, it's very good. So now we know how all types of animals are chayiv, all types of living animals, including birds, are chayiv in a pit. So, I'm sure as somebody walking down the street, he's got a bag full of snakes, and he falls into the pit, and all the snakes die from the suffocation in the pit. Is the Baal HaBoy chayiv for it? Why? Where's the Makor?
That's
right. I'll show it. Okay. Very good. Yeah. So now
we're going to go.
Now we're going to get to eventually how we know to exclude people, but we can do it already now. We can plug it in. Amesiyele tells me all living animals, and then show. Why does he show? You don't need it, you already said by Mesiela. Shoy is coming to exclude people. First of all, it's unliving person. So, Shoy is coming to exclude people. The problem is, before we get there, the Gemara doesn't understand about Kalim. And Kalim are not living animals, right? So, why do I need exclusion? Why do I need Hamburg? But like Kalim, it's anyway excluded.
Right.
It's not a living animal, it's not living. It's not shy misa by kli. What's misa by kli? To limit. To exclusion.
Right,
only saying, things which are misa.
Right. So here we're using it to include. Oh. Right. To include
birds. Okay. So how you look at it, right?
Right.
It's an exclusion. It means without the possible saying about misa eloi and without the possible saying shoyan chamor. And what would mean?
Everything.
The reason why we were saying to come to include because we were working from Shoyan Chamoyan as a Klara Prat. So we've got to include the oath is the problem. But if it's not a Klara Prat, Klara Prat's out of the window. Yeah. So the Pasuk is the Pasuk not said anything, the Pasuk would have meant everything. Everything meaning everything. And then the Pasuk says, Vamesia, what's the Pasuk come to tell me? Things to do with Misa. Things that were living, things that were alive, things that shy of death to it. So that's coming to exclude Kalim. So why do I need that Chamoy? I know I need Chamoy, but Kalim, I know it's good. Why do I need them? That's going to be the last question right now, in fact. Pray the Gemara on Bene, Bene Abono, they come on my blue Kalim. Bene Abono, we've got a question now both on Abono and both on Rebut. So on the Abono, we have a question. Abono, Memad Luhu. They use the word chamoy to exclude kelim. So we've got a question. Why do I need the pasuk? It's not shat misa, rather kelim. And Ben Rebuda says it's coming to include kelim. Ben Rebuda, remember Rebuda said, oi is coming to rabbis. This is chamoy. He says, oi is coming to rabbis kelim. Rabbis kelim. We're saying clearly that this pit is talking about specifically something which has shackles to death. So how can you now come and start including Kalim? The apostle says clearly about Mesi Eloi has to be things to do with Misa. So what? How can you do Oi? The rabbi's Kalim. It's not no shackles. No shackles to this bit. Yeah? Bein they've gone on the common mind of Kalim. Bein they view the come to include Kalim Bene Mason, you know, Kalim are Shaykh to have, are they got any Shaykh has to do with death? Kalim Bene Mason, you know. So, according to Rabban, we certainly can hear this question. Kalim were already excluded. Why do you need Chamor? They're already excluded. Even the contributor to the Gemara is asking the question. The Rizk comes to include Kalim. But including has to have something to do with what the pit's talking about. If the Pasuk already said about Meis here, though the pit's talking about things that have types of death, so how can it come to include something which is completely, there's a very good English word for antithesis or something like that to a bori? The bori is talking about bori of Misa. And you tell me, oh, he's come to include something which is exact opposite of what the bori is talking about? Can't be. Now let's just speak out this last question, because the last question is difficult.
More.
Sure, just let me. I think I'll answer your question. I think so, yeah. You might as well have a question on Reb Yehuda. How can Reb Yehuda come to include Caleb? Like, should there when you learn the Gemara, then what's so mad? Why not? The boy, that means you're like excluded Caleb. And now, boy, it's come to include Caleb. So what's his question? Yeah, it's coming to include Caleb. You need a drosh to include Caleb because it was excluded. So this line of the Gemara is difficult. And Rashi enters, they're both going to give Shotim to explain. Rashi, we just explained. I'm going to go again and explain Rashi about that. Rashi says, Pshat is, if you come to include something, it has to have some shaykhs to what the Pasuk was actually talking about. For instance, we're speaking about Shoyim Chamoy, you could come to include Oifus, maybe. You could. Why? Because Oifus are similar to Shoyim Chamoy, they're both Bali Chaim. But if the Pasuk says clearly about Meis, Yeh Loi, we're talking about a pit of Misa. So you can't come to include Oi, to include Kalim, which have no shaykhs to this. That's the Mars cash. Yeah, there's a limit in what you can come to include. Okay. It's a chiddush. That's probably your question. Huh?
Well, that was one of my questions. I had a second
question. The second
question is that the boar is not limited to Misa, though. Boar also there's damage. There's damage on the boar. A person would be liable without Misa. Okay. So why not work on Kalim for damage but not for Misa?
But the Pasuk says about Misa, says we're talking about things that can. Kalim, can't be thought, cannot have Misa. The Pasuk clearly says I'm not talking about Kalim. You're right. Once you're talking about people in the store, not people, animals that can have Misa, then those animals also be required for damage as well. It's a source or a swar. That's a discussion.
There's an av, right? The av is, and then you have the toldos.
Right.
So can't you say that damages is toldos, and then that misa lashon is a required for the toldos? That's limited.
First of all, we need to have the pit talking about you. It, and then we can say, what about the Tolkien Shabbat? What about the Mizaki? If the pit doesn't talk about you in the first place, then it won't be even again. All right? So we've explained the Kondirashi. We're not just a different chapter. We've explained the Kondirashi. There's a limit what you can come to include. The Pasuk is talking about Misa, something which is Shayat Misa. How can you come to include? Oh, it includes Kalim. Kalim aren't Shayat Misa. So, being the Yudah, being a Bonon to come out of Kalim, being a Yudah to come out of Kalim, Kalim, the name is Sinin, or Kalim, the name is Kalim Shayat Rav. Misa. Omri, when Shiva answered, Shviyosan Zuin Misa. Yes, Kalim can have Misa. Shviyosan Zuhi Misa. The breakage is the Misa. But Meisi Eloi can be talking about Kalim because Shviyosan, the breakage, is like the death. Okay, so therefore the Pasuk was talking about them. Now the Pasuk talking about them. So now we can learn Joshua's to come to exclude Kalim or include Kalim because the Pasuk on the whole could be talking about Kalim as well. Very good. That's called mending again, even if it breaks in smithereens, you can be mending.
Okay, maybe I'm not. I'm the animal, you can't bring it back. back to life, right?
Yeah.
No, it's not similar to that. You can't have these visions.
You're still building it again, that's all. You're building the clay again. You're making the clay again. It wasn't me. Then you're resurrecting it. A camel, animal, you can't bring to life, but animal doesn't have it. We can't yet inject life into animals. Because Misa doesn't mean that. Misa means that in its state, as it was, it's gone. But it happens to be, you can't do Tchitza Misa into animals, and you can do Tchitza Misa into a clay. But building it again, making it again, is making a new clay. It was broken, gone, and now you're making it. Shriya and Misa. Now you're making it again, just like you make it clean the first time. Make it clean, you make it again. What's the difficulty? Okay, so Shrosa Zivri Sosa. Now we have Rashi. This Rashi here answers Mordechai's question of last week. So let's see Rashi. Says the Gemara. Rashi, we're in the middle of the page. Ella, the very middle of the page, Ella. Elo loitim achozo vekola. If you want the first word tonight, it's also Elo. Elo loitim achozo vekola. Rabbi Dishay, don't say choza vekola. Don't say it's a kala prata klal. Loitim achozo vekola. Don't say that there was another klal afterwards. Nimidushay beklal prata klal in order to darshan klal or prata klal. No. New one. Elo eno say, on my grob, I may see loi. Should say, Rameis Yeh Loi. So now the Gemara question, Kedim, you said, no, Kedim, or Kedim, Shaykh, to come, kill them. Lomini Kodim Etino, why do I need a possible to exclude them? They're Abonon. Why do I need a possible to exclude Kedim? They're not Bene Miso, Rebbe Yehuda. And it comes to good, we have a different type of question. Hey, you Motsi Lea Buyinu. How could he come to include Kalim Holav Korean Vameis Yeloi? They're not considered Vameis Yeloi. How can you then Oi come to include something which is the exact opposite of what the page is talking about? They're not Vameis Yeloi. Answers the Gemara, Shri Rasam, Zuri Misosom. This Rashi is an important Rashi. Important Rashi with the Holy Seed of the Sugya. Hilkach, so there is slowly Hilkach. The Rabbon. Kunt Rabbon. Also Chamoy Lematinu. Chamoy is coming to exclude Kayle. Hoyel. Hoyel. Melav Misa Mamish. Since it's not Misa Mamish, Rashi Akasha. One second. Chamoy is coming to exclude Kalim. Why? In which way do we see Chamoy excluding Kalim? Maybe Chamoy should exclude birds. I don't know Chamoy to exclude Kalim. Maybe Chamoy is excluding birds. So we have to find something less of a
real death.
Right. So he said, Oifa is more similar to that because it said, Oifa has death. Oifa has death. So Oifa was already included in Vamis Yelo. Now, Kalim was also included in Amis Yelo because Kalim also had death. So, how do we know that Chamoy is coming to exclude Kalim and not birds, maybe? Says Rashi, it was Hoy of Allah, Misa Mamish. Since it's not proper Misa, therefore, Chamoy is coming to exclude Kalim. Mishroi, the Mute Odom. How did Mishroi come to exclude Odom? She'enoi min behemo. Odom is not a type of an animal. So when I have Shoy and I have Chamoy, I know which ones to exclude. How do I know to exclude? Shoy is coming to exclude people and Chamoy is coming to exclude Kayim. There it is. We take Shoy first of all. Shoy is talking about animals as opposed to something that's not an animal. What's not an animal? A person. And Kayim actually. A person, not an animal. Chamoy is coming to exclude something that doesn't have a real death. What's in the real death? Kalim, so each one excluding something which is not it.
Why if you say that Shor is to exclude it, it's not an animal, then why wouldn't you exclude both Kalim and Adam?
Very good, says Rashi. Binkosav. Very good, you asked the next question, Rashi. Binkosav. Rachman Achad. had it just had one of them, had it only had shorim, let's say, hava mina nimuti odom, I would have said it's coming to exclude odom, our kelim loy, but not kelim. The chikam might, when the Torah comes to say shor, or the Torah says hamoy, bale chaim de kavosi chikam might. Here's a chiddush. Rashi's telling us, when the pasuk says one of them, shor or chamoy, the first thing we have to exclude is something which is a bale chaim similar to it. It's talking about a shor. It says shor or chamoy. Why are you telling me what type of bale chaim? Ah, because there's another type of bale chaim that wouldn't be included. Pasuk shor to exclude some other type of bale chaim. What other type of bale chaim would not be included? Says the first thing would say is olam. Because Adam is a Baal Chai, but not Behemoth. Not considered in the category of Behemoth of Baal. So remain there. The first thing we'd exclude is Adam. Sadly, we just have Shoy. We would say Shoy, but not Adam. We would never know Kalim not. We would say Kalim, why was Kalim not believe Misa? But Misa, you know, tell me even Kalim. But it says Shoy. Shoy, yeah. Shoy can tell me not Adam. It's a Chiddush in Rashi, which the Met share, the Achrim ask it, but normally when we tell you, if I have a meal from the apostle, what's it coming to exclude? If I have Shoy, but ask Yossi, what's Shoy coming to exclude? The first thing that hits your mind, it says Shoy, what's coming to exclude? The first thing I would say, then to which is completely not like Shoy.
Let me say something.
What's the completely not like Shoy? Tell me something which is completely not like Shoy.
That still has Misa.
That still has Misa.
Oh, it's a Kalim.
Kalim! That's a person that would say, Shoy, something which is a live animal that has Misa. As opposed to something that's not a live animal that has Misa. Right? It's one of the law. Rashi tells us not like that. And I'm really bothered about it. Why it shouldn't be. Rashi tells us, when the Bosnian says Shoy, the Bosnian is coming to tell me, Shoy, and not something similar to Shoy. Not something completely opposite to Shoy. Shoy, the type of Baal Chai that's like Shoy, and not the type of Baal Chai that's not like Shoy. So what type of Baal Chai is a Baal Chai that's not included in the category of Shoy? That's Adam. Adam is a Baal Chai, that's not Behemoth, right? No, Shaykhus Behemoth. Behemoth is a general word for Behemoth, Chai, Ojwes, all of those are Behemoths. But Adam is Becham on that, right? So the says Rashi. So when the Torah had, we only had Shoy, we would have only had Shoy, we would say Shoy and only things similar to Shoy, as opposed to Adam. So how would you know Kalim? That's why I need Chamor to exclude Kalim.
Why don't you just have Chamor, Ramesh Yalo, Chamor with Kalim,
you wouldn't.
From a Macy alone, you know it can't be an Adam because you don't get to eat the carcass.
No, no.
It has to be buried. A Macy alone can also, if Macy alone can exclude country because you don't get to keep the carcass, right? So it should include Adam. You don't get to keep the carcass of a person.
Okay.
So we don't need Shore to exclude Adam. We have a Macy alone to exclude Adam.
Yeah, we have that question.
It's coming up after the question. The next question.
No, we had that question. Somebody asked that question. I mean, you're asking, we can learn Adam, we can exclude Adam from Bamis Yera anyway.
Right.
Because it's also Adam.
Right.
So somebody asked that question. We'll have to find that. So last week, after I said that over here. We have that question. That's a good question. We have to find out. And you're asking them. Maybe you're not at an offer. We'll go for the person. So included in that is that. It's a good way to find the answer. Okay. So, back to where we're holding. So, says Rashi. If we only have one of them, Shoy or Chamoy, we'd say it's going to exclude something similar to Shoy or Chamoy, which is a Baal Chai. Something that's a Baal Chai that's not a behemoth. What's that? It's a person. It's a person. It's a Baal Chai, not Behemoth. So Meila says, Rashi. You see where I am? The first word of the line is min beim. I would have thought kedim are excluded. When the Torah is coming to exclude something, it's coming to exclude. Therefore, we need chamori to include kedim. So this is the answer to Moshe's question last week. He said, how did Rabbi Yehuda know that oi is coming to include kedim? Maybe oi is coming to include Olam. Maybe Sho is coming to exclude kedim, and chamori is coming to include Olam. The answer is no. Because the first Rosh we make is Sho. Sho comes to exclude things which are similar to Sho, which is a person. Now we've got the word chamori. Chamori comes to the next stage. Okay, we have this extra word. Chamori is going to come to exclude kedim. That's like the second stage. First stage is the first one that gets knocked off is Olam. That's the most similar to Sho and chamori. That's the first one that gets knocked off. Then we have an extra word chamori that's coming to knock off kedim. Are you coming to include the kedim? That answers your question from last week. Okay.
But it was only Sho where it's for the Adam.
Huh?
It was only Sho where it's for the Adam.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we use the Adam?
There's no reason to differentiate regarding mazik between a kosher and non-kosher.
We asked beforehand
about the offer of the mizbeach.
Yeah.
That was all in cloud of Pratik Lam.
So I'm asking now.
It's not cloud of Pratik Lam.
So exclude this most similar thing to a show. It's animal, it's more similar than a dog. And
yeah, bring it on mizbeach. Yeah. And he also asked with the owner that. When we're saying to exclude, we have to know what we're excluding. But I want to add to Yossi the Ora by saying the Ora we mentioned before. Bidera, when we come to exclude, we exclude things which are completely not similar. So we would have thought we're excluding Kedim. But for some reason, there's deep in the circumstances. We're limited into something which is most not similar to a Baal Chai. Something which is a Baal Chai. And it's most not similar to a show. I mean, whenever the apostle is saying show, the apostle comes to exclude something which it's not similar with. That has to be still limited to the Baal Yechai. We can't exclude Kedim. There's a reason for it, but that's the difficulty. But there's a reason for it. Can't exclude Kedim. Has to exclude the thing which is most not similar, but still included in Baal Yechai. You have your category of Baal Yechaim, and then you have things which are out of Baal Yechai. Things that are out of Baal Yechaim can't be excluded from this pasuk, from this word show. But in the Baal Yechaim, the group Baal Yechaim, there's things which are similar, things which are a bit less similar, things which are very not similar. When we're going to be excluding word from show, the pasuk is show, means show in something which is not similar to show. The extreme not similar of show, the most extreme not similar of show, that's still included in Baal Yechaim. Which one would that be? Olam. Adam is the most not similar to Shor, but still included in Baal Yechai. So the Pasuk Shor is going to tell me, Shor, and only things which are as similar to it as those of the image, the most not similar, which is Adam. Okay.
He says it finished because the normal rule would be that you look for something that's most unsimilar.
Right.
Which we can. So that would be. This is Rashi's Mahalik. There are other Rishonim that
Rishonim don't argue on this point. Just, we have to explain in Rashi why this is. But generally, the general principle is if you have a possible coming to say something, it means to exclude something which is not similar. That's the general thing. Just here we have a Chiddush. We can't go to the nth degree and say we're going to exclude Kalim. We can't go to the nth degree and say we come to exclude Kalim because. For some reason, there's a deep in the possible, that's why you can't. The deep in the possible, why you can't. So we can't come to exclude all Kedim. So it's coming to exclude something else, which is on the still in the category of Baal Yechaim, but the most, as far as away as Shor is possible to get.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Shor, and then you have all the shades of Baal Yechaim, and then you get the outermost perimeter of all the shades of Baal Yechaim. That's the one it's coming to exclude. And that's Adam.
And
So you also ask, why not things which can't offer up an image there? No, but that's more similar to show. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to exclude something, we're going to exclude something which is further away from show. Maybe Oifos, no, but Oifos is still Bali Hai, still considered part of the animal thing. So we have to go even further away. Ah, Odom. Odom is a Bali, he's a Bali Hai, he's not a behemoth. And that's when the Bosnian show is coming to exclude that Odom, that's what it's coming to exclude. Maybe take a bit further and exclude Kalim. As she says, we can't do that. Why?
It's
Havana.
Could be because there's two possibly have shore and a pomor. If you only had one of
Rashi them. Rashi's saying all this is, if it would only say one, it would only say shore. It doesn't say pomor. Uh-huh. If it wouldn't say pomor, we would come to exclude all of them. This is a chiddush. It's a chiddush, the shore and the above the map. The man's a chiddush. But it's a diuk in the psukim, it's mashma, that we're not going to exclude kale. So, when it says show excludes anything that's not anything like show, that's still a Baal Chai. Right? So, Mela, that includes an Odom. So, we said it's coming to exclude Odom, and then Chamo is coming to exclude Kedem. But Reb Yehuda, we're almost finished there, Rashi. Reb Yehuda, oh, you are very Kedem. Reb Yehuda is the beginning of the line of Reb Yehuda. If you're very Kalim, I was going to include Kalim, I've got the love name, even though they're not the name, so even though Kalim,
two minutes,
okay. Can I get my 2 minutes? Okay, fine. Until I'm coming, so the Gemara says, but if you don't own a Buddha Kelly Master, I haven't got the lab name, even though the Kalim are not the name is Mamish, and therefore you would have thought maybe they should be excluded from the world to come out. But no, I is coming to include them. The show is coming not to hold on. By the kind of also, like we explained, the show. The first thing you do is look at the show. The show is coming to exclude Odom because it's not similar to the show. And then Chamoy is coming to exclude Kalim. And then Ari is coming to include it again. And I come on fire, but you don't come on me. You're gonna ask me. The big question from the Yuda is, and that's what.
Why do you figure out
what we do? Chamoy takes out Kalim and Ari puts him back in.
Why do that? Why
do you just miss out the word Chamoy? Yeah, what's it going to do with that? Shai excludes Odom. Why? Because that's the most extreme opposite of Shai. And then Chamoy excludes Kalim. But don't worry, Oi puts it back in. Then put Chamoy. You're right, Chamoy.
Right.
That's the obvious question the guy's going to ask me, and you can share that. So that's this Rashi. This Rashi is quite Rashi. So the Rashi is, we look at the possible Shai Chamoy. First of all, we start off with the possible end of the possible. It says, so we're talking about things of Misa. Things of Misa include Kalim as well. Then the Pasuk says show, right? It says show, we know already show. It says Bamis Yelot. So it's coming to exclude something. What's it coming to exclude? Things which are the most extreme opposite of show, but still in the category of Bali Chai, which is Odom. Then you go Chamoy, right? Say Chamoy. We know already Kalim and should be a fact, right? Say Chamoy. Because Kalim don't have real Misa. So Chamoy is coming to exclude those. And then he goes, Rebuda, oh, he's coming to put them back in. Okay, so now that's where we're going to have to stop today. We've just been called downstairs. So we have to stop here. And we have to get to the two dots. Don't really manage to do that yet. And then there's Tosfos, Bain, and Bain, and Chamoy. Those three Tosfos in. And one other taste is want to get to the Tudons is tasted of an Asahadami. We're going back into it. Okay? So after those three tastes in, tastes have Amin. And then we had to show and take from there. Unfortunately, on Tuesday, I can't give shit. So we're actually on Wednesday and Thursday instead. I apologize. So you get 2 days to prepare. Monday, Tuesday, Yossi probably judging himself now. Monday and Tuesday, Yossi loves praying. She's nightmare friend.
No.
So Monday and Tuesday, we met on Wednesday, we are actually again. Wednesday,
Thursday. Did you recover this from this?
Huh? But really?
Did you recover this? Because what if you said, sure, we'll come over, so come over, sure. So we would have had a learning.